Hello and welcome to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek, and it's so great to be back with you here on Holy Spirit Radio. I guess you may have noticed we missed last month's program. We weren't able to do a program in April. That was because of the death of Mother Angelica. And I'll tell you what, Mother has been such a great influence in my life, and I'm sure probably in your life as well. And we're very grateful to her, because if Mother didn't start the Eternal Word television and radio network, guess what? We wouldn't be here. So I'm very grateful. And let's continue to pray for the soul of Mother Angelica, and to ask her to pray for us as well. Well, again, it's great to be back here on Holy Spirit Radio. This is Following the Truth. Each month we do this program on the first Friday of the month at 11 a.m., and then we re-air the show on the following Sunday. So I'm glad you could join me. We try to reach out and help you to realize that Jesus Christ is your friend. He wants to be your friend. He wants to get close to you, and he's the answer to any problem that we could ever have in life. Personally, I do a lot of speaking about overcoming anxiety. I'm best known as the guy who talks about how to overcome worrying. It's because I've been a lifelong worrier, but I have found that with the help of Jesus, we can achieve peace. So as a result, I do a lot of these programs to try to reach out to you, to try to reach out when you may feel hopeless, to try to let you know that there is always hope, that Jesus always is available, that he loves you, and that even if you don't feel his presence, that's the key, even if you don't feel his presence, he is with you. So keep that in mind. Today we're going to play some good music. One of my other passions is music. I like to mix it up. You're going to hear some good songs that remind you that wherever you are, wherever you go, wherever you may be, the Lord is watching over you and he is with you. We call today's theme, Where Are You, God? Have you ever been there? Have you ever been at that point where you just don't know if the Lord's watching over you? You don't know where he is in your life, right? You with me? Have you felt, you just feel you're at the end of your rope? You're looking at a situation in your life and it just looks hopeless? Let me assure you, he is there. We're going to spend the rest of this hour talking about it and helping you to remember that the Lord is always with you. You know what? I think a great part of achieving peace, overcoming worry, feeling God's presence, it has to do with awareness. Whether we realize it or not, the Lord's right with us, right? He's right with us, but we need to become aware of his presence throughout the day. And I think a lot of my ministry has to do with that, helping people to realize that the Lord's with us. The Lord loves us. The Lord will take care of our problems. So with that being said, we're going to talk about that for the rest of the hour. I want to let you know a couple of things. I will be participating in the Holy Spirit Radio Radiothon, which will be kicking off on May the 18th. We're going to be doing it for 3 days. This is our annual pledge drive, so I really hope you'll be able to tune in to the 3-day pledge drive called the Radiothon. And we invite you to participate, to call in, and to keep us on the air, because we really need your help financially to keep this station on the air. Now, here's the really cool news. On the 18th at 6:30 a.m., I know it's early, but I promise it'll be worth your while, we're going to do a live broadcast of Following the Truth. I'm going to play some of my favorite songs. We're going to interact with you. We'll bring you some weather reports. We'll do the show live. Typically, we pre-record the program, but it's going to be a live program. And I'll have my wife, Eileen, on the air with me. So it's going to be Eileen and I. We're going to have a great time. I hope you can tune in. That's May the 18th, starting at 6:30 a.m. We'll be on the air for most of the morning. We'll take a break for the live broadcast of the Mass. But we're all going to be on the air hanging out, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. So I hope you can make that a point, make it a point to tune in May the 18th at 6:30 a.m. I also want to ask you to please let us know what you think about the program. If there's anything that we can do for you, you can contact the folks here at Holy Spirit Radio, or you can email me directly. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. That's gary@followingthetruth.com. My website, you guessed it, followingthetruth.com. If you'd like me to speak at your parish, I would love to do it. And as a matter of fact, next week, I believe it's May the 11th, but check my website, followingthetruth.com, to confirm. I'll be speaking at St. Pius the 10th Parish in Broomall, PA. So if you're able to come out, I would love to see you out there. I'll be giving a talk about moving from fear to faith. That's one of my favorite talks to give. And if you'd like, again, if you'd like to invite me to your parish, I would love to speak. Just contact me at followingthetruth.com and we could set it up. Here's the beautiful thing. Even though I travel all over the country proclaiming the good news, I'm a local guy born and raised in Philadelphia. And right now I live over the bridge in New Jersey. But right over the bridge, it's really in the Philly suburbs. So I'm really close by, and I would love to come out to talk about Jesus Christ. We need to get the word out that Jesus Christ is a real person. He's real. And in the Catholic Church, we have the fullness of truth. How cool is that? Jesus founded a church. And if we really want to get to know Christ up close and personal, the best way we can do that is you got it through the Catholic Church. So, without further ado, let's begin this program. Even though I've already begun the program, let's pray and let's ask the Holy Spirit to descend upon us and be with us today for the remainder of the hour. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Father in heaven, we thank you for giving us another day. You have blessed us in so many ways. Thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus. Thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank you for loving us. Thank you for watching out for us throughout the day. You have brought us to another day, and for that we are grateful. Father, we know that you have a plan for our lives. We know that you have something for us today that you would like us to do. Please let us know what that is and give us the strength to do it. We come to you with many problems, and we realize that you want to hear about our problems. Sometimes we don't share our needs with you. But we know that you do want to care, you do care, and you do want to hear about our problems. So today we hand to you our burdens, our cares, our worries, all of the things that trouble us today, whatever difficulty we may be facing, we give them to you. We know that you are all powerful, all merciful, all loving, and we know that you can handle these problems in the best way possible. We also know that you are listening. You hear the sound of my voice right now. You are with us. You're listening to our intentions. And as we give them to you, we know that you are already taking steps to handle them for us. We pray for the patience to be able to accept your schedule, to accept that sometimes it takes time and sometimes you answer in a different way than we expect. We pray to be open to however you act and however you answer these problems. Father, we pray for the radio station, Holy Spirit Radio, that we may continue to proclaim the good news over the airwaves. I turn this program over to you, Father. I give it to you, and I ask you to speak through me, to send your Holy Spirit to speak through my words. And please open all of our hearts and our minds to be receptive to the message that you have for us. And we ask for all of these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of Peace, pray for us. And good Saint Joseph, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now we're really going to start the show. Now I'm really ready to get started. And again, it's such a pleasure to be back here. I'm so grateful to Holy Spirit Radio for having me on the air each month. It's just an honor and a privilege to be able to do that. I'll tell the story on the Radiothon, but this station has a great deal to do with my reversion to the faith. And I'm going to tell the story, but I spent time listening to Holy Spirit Radio when I was first coming around and realizing that I needed Jesus in my life. So I'm thrilled to be in studio here to talk about the good news of Jesus Christ. Now, today, again, the theme is called, Where Are You, God? So many times we face a situation in our lives that causes us to cry out, Lord, where are you? I don't hear you. Are you sure you're with me? Well, I can assure you He is with us. And we're going to do this today by a combination of song and scripture and a few inspirational comments that I'll just happen to throw in. We're going to kick things off with a song by a gentleman named Phil Joel. The name of the song is God is Watching Over You. It's a simple message. It's a happy tune. Just sit back, listen, and remember that God is watching over you.
He sees you down by the waterline. He knows what you're thinking all the time. He sees the rising of the waves. When the tide starts rolling in, He lets you know it's gonna be okay. He sees you dancing in the moonlight. His arms around you, hold you tight. If those clouds should start to break, He'll be standing out in the rain with you. I know it's hard to believe He believes in you. God is watching over you. As always, you are loved. Whatever you go through, He's right beside you. God is watching over you. So far away, He's gonna keep the night light on. He's waiting there, there to receive you. God is watching over you. As always, you are loved. Whatever you go through, He's right beside you. God is watching over you.
God is watching over you. See how simple it is? That's Phil Joel, and the name of that song was God is Watching Over You. That's what we need to remember. And you know, what, a couple of things he said in that song that really touched me. He knows what we're thinking all the time. You know, I think one of the biggest problems that we face when we're dealing with a problem in our life is that nobody knows. Nobody cares. I am stuck in the midst of this problem all by myself. Well, that's not the case, because the Lord always knows. We're going to talk about that throughout the show today. He sees you, and He's willing and waiting to embrace you, and He wants to hold you tight. He's right beside you, you know? And that's part of the problem that we sometimes forget. Now, if you're somebody who struggles with anxiety, there's a good chance you know what it's like to wake up in the middle of the night. Boy, don't we hate that? We wake up in the middle of the night and we begin to do what? We worry. And we really can't call anybody. We can't do anything because it's the middle of the night. Here's what you need to do. When you struggle, when you wake up in the middle of the night, when you think the all is lost and that your entire life looks hopeless, it's at that point that you can talk to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm struggling. I'm worried. I don't know what to do. Lord, can you help me? That is an incredibly powerful prayer. And if you do that, here's the really cool thing. If you do that, you're doing exactly what the Lord wants you to do. A lot of times when I go out and speak about anxiety, I run into people who feel that if you feel fearful, if you feel some sort of an anxiety in the pit of your stomach, you know what that's like, that you're doing something wrong. You're only doing something wrong if you're not praying, if you're not turning to the Lord about the problem. Just because you're talking to the Lord and asking Him in prayer to help you doesn't mean that you will automatically feel peaceful. Sometimes you'll still feel anxious. That's okay. Because feelings, they're not right, they're not wrong. What's important is what you do with those feelings. So I really hope you get that message loud and clear today. The first thing you need to do if you're struggling, if you can't find the Lord in your life right now, tell Him, Lord, I don't feel you. Lord, can you help me to see you? Because I assure you, He's there. But sometimes we lose sight of Him. And there are some techniques that we can practice. There are some things that we can do. We're going to talk about some of them today to remind us of His presence. You know what it's like? It's like air. It's like electricity. Can't see either one of those things. But you would know it if you didn't have any air to breathe, right? You would know it if your electricity went out. Even though you can't see them, you come to accept the fact that they do exist. But unfortunately, with God, we tend to forget Him. We tend to forget that He's really there. So ask Him today. Say, Lord, please, I'm struggling. I need to see you. I need some evidence of you in my life. And keep talking to Him. It's so important. I have a little book here that I want to share some excerpts from. It's called Hope for Hard Times. It's from our Sunday Visitor. And it's written by Scott Hahn. If you can get this book, I strongly recommend it. It's a little book. It's only about 30 pages. Oh, actually 60 pages. Really small book. But it has some great advice for those of us who struggle, who have problems in our lives, which is all of us, let's face it. There is a chapter that he writes about complaining to God. Now, if you're like me, the last thing you generally feel like doing is complaining to God. Or when you're struggling, you kind of don't want to let Him know that you're really struggling, right? Because you don't want to offend Him. But listen to what Dr. Hahn says in this book. He talks about the book of the Psalms, and we will read some of the Psalms today because there are so many powerful prayers contained in the book of Psalms. He said more than 40% of the Psalms are songs of complaint. You get that? Or lament. And he goes on to say that surprises us. More than that, it dumbfounds us. Who would dare to complain to God? Amen? Right? The last thing we feel like doing is complaining to God. Oh no, I better not complain. I better not complain to God or He's really going to punish me. I think I got it bad now. If I complain to Him, it's going to get worse. But he goes on to say, actually complaining to God is one of the privileges of being God's children. But listen to this. We have to understand, however, the difference between complaining and grumbling. Grumbling is what the Israelites did in the wilderness. They complained about God, not to God. In fact, they were ready to fire Him and get themselves a God they liked better. And that's why they had Aaron build them a golden calf. Isn't that incredible? There's a huge difference between complaining and grumbling. Now, grumbling, complaining about God, is bad. Complaining to God, however, is different. If you complain to someone, you assume that it's someone who really cares about you. In Psalm 102, verses 3 and 4, we hear, "For my days pass away like smoke, and my bones burn like a furnace. My heart is smitten like grass and withered. I forget to eat my bread." Now, the poet, identified only as one afflicted, complains to God about his affliction. But he complains not because he thinks God is doing a lousy job of running at the universe, but because he believes that God can do something about his troubles. And because of this belief, he holds on to a reasonable hope. Isn't that incredible? If you're like me, when you hear that, it just blows you away. Because we're afraid to complain to God. Here's what I have for you today. You have my permission to complain to God about your problems. Don't grumble about him, but say, Lord, I can't take it anymore. Please help me. I know you can do this, Lord. I know you're all powerful. I know you can fix this. You may not fix it in the way I would like, but Lord, I know you can fix this. I need you to fix it, Lord. And here's the deal. Keep asking. Don't just ask once. The Lord loves us. See, what happens sometimes is we view God as operating as we do. Eventually, if you keep asking me something, I'm going to get impatient, right? And we think God is the same way, but he's not. He doesn't get impatient with our asking him for our needs. He wants us to turn to him every day. So continue to ask him for what you need. Be patient and be willing to accept his answer, because sometimes, as any good parent, he may have to say no. But don't keep your problems to yourself. Sometimes you think that nobody cares. That's a tough place to be. And it's not a place that any of us should be, because the Lord cares about us. And as we walk around with problems, with all kinds of burdens, the rest of the world might have no idea what we're going through, but God knows. And better than that, God cares. All right, so we're going to go to another song now. This is from the band Building 429. The song's called No One Else Knows, and it's all about turning to the Lord with your problems. You got a problem? Bring it to the Lord. No one else might know, but he knows, and he cares.
My world is closing in on the inside, but I'm not showing it. When all I am is crying out, I hold it in and fake a smile till I'm broken. I'm broken. Only one can understand, and only one can hold the hand of the broken, of the broken. When no one else knows how I feel, your love for me is proof and real. When no one else cares where I've been, you run to me when I hands, and you hold me in your arms again. I need no explanation of what I mean. Just need confirmation. Well, only you could understand the emptiness inside my head. I am falling. I'm falling. I'm falling down upon my knees to find the one who gives me peace. I am flying. Lord, I am flying. When no one else knows how I feel, your love for me is proven real. When no one else cares where I've been, you run to me with outstretched hands, and you hold me in.
Great message, wasn't it? When no one else knows how I feel, when no one else knows how I feel, the Lord always knows, and the Lord cares. And boy, I'll tell you what, he made some really good points in that song. When I can't see beyond this place, are you there? Can you not see beyond the obstacle that you're facing in your life? But we have to remember that I'm not God. I'm man, and he's God. Nothing comes as a surprise to God, even though I get surprised every day by things that happen to me. It's all part of the plan. His plan is a lot better than our plan. And we just need to accept that. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. We do this program every month on Holy Spirit Radio on the first Friday of each month. We do a rebroadcast on the following Sunday as well. This show is all about following the truth of Jesus Christ with an emphasis on overcoming anxiety and experiencing peace. One of the great problems that many of us struggle with, and I include myself because I'm well known as someone who has struggled with anxiety throughout my life. One of the great problems we face being anxious is we often forget about God's presence in our life. And we don't turn to him when we struggle with problems. And what happens as a result? We get all kinds of mental and physical ailments that come about through our anxiety. But what we need to remember is that the Lord cares about us. And one of the points that was made in that song, which is a great song, by the way, by Building 429, No One Else Knows, is that not only does God care about us, not only will he answer us when we go to him, but, and this is the thing we don't think about, he's actually running to us. It's not always us pursuing him, but he runs to us and waits to embrace us. Isn't that a great thought? It's not just me doing all the work. It's not just me turning to the Lord. It's him running after me, pursuing me, meeting me where I am. Because he loves me and he is merciful. As we continue to celebrate the year of mercy in the church, we're reminded of just how great God's mercy is, just how much he loves us. In Luke's gospel, I want to share a couple of parables with you. There are, in Luke's gospel chapter 15, there were three parables about mercy. The first one is the parable of the lost sheep. Let me share this with you. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to him, and the Pharisees and the scribes murmured. And they saying, this man receives sinners and eats with them. So Jesus told them this parable. And see, here's what's happening here. We've got people saying, why is he reaching out to sinners? Why is he reaching out to the lowlifes of the world? And then Jesus took it upon himself to tell these parables. And it reminds us, these parables remind us just how much he cares about us. We don't need to be important. We don't need, in the eyes of the world, that is, we don't need to have advanced degrees. We don't need to be successful and have a lot of money in order for Jesus to care about us. Jesus said this, what man of you having 100 sheep, if he has lost one of them, does not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go out after the one which is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he lays it on his shoulders, rejoicing. And when he comes home, he calls together his friends and his neighbors, saying to them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep which was lost. Just so, I tell you, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who need no repentance. Did you catch that? The Lord's telling a parable about the shepherd seeking out the sheep. It's not the sheep looking for the shepherd. That should make you feel really good. And that he rejoices when he finds the lost sheep. You and I are lost so many times, aren't we? We're lost for whatever reason. Maybe we've committed some sin and we think there's no way that God could still love me. Maybe we're sick. Maybe we're confined to our homes. We can't get out of the house, thinking that I can't even get to church. I can't do anything. All is hopeless. That's not the case. because the Lord is always pursuing us. He will meet us where we are. If we can't get out of the house, He's there. If we're in prison, He'll meet us there. If we're out in the workplace, in the midst of a crazy world, and let's face it, it's crazy out there, He's there. Isn't that great? He's not just in church, even though we know that He is really and fully present in every Catholic church around the world. His body, blood, soul, divinity, Jesus, is there. And that's a fantastic opportunity for us. And I'll tell you what, if possible, make it a point to try to visit Him today. And if the church is locked, because a lot of times, unfortunately, we can't get into the church anymore. For security reasons, our churches are locked. If you can't get into the church and you can't find an adoration chapel that has Eucharistic adoration, park your car outside of the church near the tabernacle. I had a priest tell me this one time. And just sit in the presence of the Lord. We got to get creative when it comes to seeking the Lord. But know that even though you're seeking Him, He's already been seeking you. That's a great thing to keep in mind, isn't it? Now, there's another parable Jesus goes on to tell. And remember, these are all about mercy. And if you get a chance, open your Bible later on. Go to Luke 15 and reread these. Let the Lord speak to you. Before you begin, say a little prayer to the Holy Spirit. Say, Holy Spirit, be with me as I read this. Please speak to me. We don't want to read the Bible as just as if it's an ordinary book, because it's not an ordinary book. When we read the Bible with the help of the Holy Spirit, this is an encounter with the Lord. So He's speaking directly to us. So ask the Holy Spirit to help you. The parable of the lost coin. Or what woman, having 10 silver coins, if she loses one coin, does not light a lamp and sweep the house and seek diligently until she finds it? And when she has found it, she calls together her friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, for I have found the coin which I had lost." Just so, I tell you, there is joy before the angels of God over one sinner who repents. Another reminder of the Lord seeking us out, looking for us. He doesn't sit back idly and wait for us. He seeks us out. Now, the third parable of mercy that is contained in Luke chapter 15 is the very familiar parable of the prodigal son. We'll talk about that in a few minutes. But before we get to that, I want to share some thoughts from Pope Francis. You know, one of the great things that our Holy Father has done is really emphasized the fact that the Lord is merciful. And then even though we don't think He's seeking us out, even though we don't think that He can forgive us for some of our sins, He is always seeking us out. And He can forgive us and wants to forgive us. He wants to go to whatever lengths He has to go to reach us. And our Holy Father, Pope Francis, is talking about this constantly. And in his book, The Name of God is Mercy, if you haven't gotten a chance to read this, this is an excellent book, and I recommend you read it. Pope Francis, The Name of God is Mercy. It's published by Random House. There are a series of questions that are posed to the Holy Father. Now listen to this one. How do we recognize that we ourselves are sinners? What would you say to someone who doesn't feel like a sinner? Now, you may be having that question right now. You might say, well, I don't really consider myself a sinner. I don't really need God's mercy. Listen to what the Pope says about this. I would advise him to ask for the grace of feeling like a sinner. Yes, because even recognizing oneself as a sinner is a grace. It's a grace that is granted to you. Without that grace, the most one can say is, I am limited. I have my limits. These are my mistakes. But recognizing oneself as a sinner is something else. It means standing in front of God, who is our everything, and presenting Him with ourselves, which are nothing. Our miseries, our sins. What we need to ask for is truly an act of grace. Now, here's what I want to share this little story, because this is a powerful example of just how merciful God is and the lengths that He will go to. We read these parables proclaimed by Jesus, illustrating how the Lord is always seeking us out. He doesn't want us to be anxious. He doesn't want us to worry. He doesn't want us to be caught up in despair, hopelessness. He doesn't. Why? Because there is always hope. And He's going to keep seeking us. Even though we might not know where He is, He's there. He's seeking us. Here's a story that the Holy Father shared. Don Luigi Guassani used to quote this example from Bruce Marshall's novel, To Every Man a Penny. The protagonist of the novel, the abbot, Father Gaston, needs to hear the confession of a young German soldier, whom the French partisans are about to sentence to death. The soldier confesses his love of women and the numerous amorous adventures he has had. The young priest explains that he has to repent in order to obtain forgiveness and absolution. The soldier answers, "How can I repent? It was something that I enjoyed, and if I had the chance, I would do it again, even now. How can I repent?" Father Gaston, who wants to absolve the man who has been marked by destiny and who's about to die, has a stroke of inspiration and asks, "But are you sorry that you're not sorry?" The young man answers impulsively, "Yes, I am sorry that I'm not sorry." In other words, he apologizes for not repenting. The door was opened a crack, allowing absolution to come in. Isn't that an incredible story? This is an example of God's mercy. So even if we're not feeling repentant today, even if we don't feel like a sinner, we can ask for the grace to feel like a sinner, to feel the need for repentance. That's how merciful the Lord is. I'll tell you what, that just blows my mind when I think about it. Let's play another song. This one is by Josh Wilson. The name of the song is Fall Apart. And as someone who speaks frequently about anxiety, I tell the story that my anxiety has been a great blessing in my life. I know it sounds crazy, but it has been, because it always puts me in touch with the Lord. If your world is falling apart right now, that's God knocking on the door. That's Him inviting Himself into your life. That's Him reaching out to you. Take advantage of the opportunity. Don't waste it. Your world might seem like it's falling apart, but it's really the Lord reaching out, wanting you to come closer to Him. Let's listen to Fall Apart by Josh Wilson, and we'll be back on the other side.
Why in the world did I think I could only get to know you when my life was good, when everything just falls in place? The easiest thing is to give you praise. Now it all seems upside down, 'cause my whole world is caving. Blessed are the ones who understand. We got nothing to bring but empty hands. Yeah. Nothing to hide and nothing to prove. Yeah. Our heartbreak brings us back to you. Oh. And it all seems upside down. Start. I find
Isn't that a great message? We find the Lord when our life seems to be falling apart. I can't tell you how many times that has happened to me. So, if you're facing that situation right now, if it feels like your life is falling apart, take that as your invitation. Turn to the Lord. Ask Him to come into your life. Ask Him to reveal Himself to you. Ask Him to help you. Tell Him whatever's going through your mind. Tell Him you're struggling. Tell Him you don't trust Him. Guess what? He knows anyway. Tell Him you don't trust Him. Tell Him you're struggling. Tell Him you need help. He wants that dialogue to keep going. He really does. You are listening to Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimek. I love doing this program every month on Holy Spirit Radio. If there's anything that I can do for you, if you want to find out about how to bring me to speak at your parish, if you want to find out about the books that I've written, including my latest, Find a Real Friend in Jesus, 10 Amazingly Easy Steps, please visit my website, followingthetruth.com. And seriously, if there's anything that I can do for you, do not hesitate to contact me. My email address is gary@followingthetruth.com. Before we did that song, we were talking about some of the parables that Jesus was telling about mercy. Now, these parables can all be found in Luke's Gospel, chapter 15, specifically of Luke's Gospel. The last one that I wanted to talk about was the parable of the prodigal son. And Jesus said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that falls to me. And he divided his living between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took his journey into a far country, and there he squandered his property in loose living. And when he had spent everything, a great famine arose in that country, and he began to be in want. So he went and joined himself to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have fed on the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough and to spare, but I perish here with hunger? I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. Now here's what we see. We see the beginning of conversion of heart of this son. He realized he messed up. He realized that he had given up something great, and he's living in deplorable conditions. So he realized that it's important for him to go back to his father. He makes the decision to turn back to his father. Now, we know the story. But if we didn't know the story, we might expect the father to reject the son. But there's a powerful message that I want to point out when we continue this. Let's continue it now. He arose and came to his father. But while he was yet at a distance, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and embraced him and kissed him. Remember we were talking about the fact that our Lord loves us so much that he seeks us out. We see this father who has been betrayed by his son, not only welcoming his son back, but as soon as he sees his son coming back, he runs and embraces him. That's the message for you today. If you feel separated from the Lord for whatever reason, turn back to him today. Let him embrace you. He's running toward you. As badly as you want the reunion, guess what? He wants it even more. That's how merciful he can be. Don't ever lose sight of the fact that the Lord loves you and that he is watching over you. Even though you might not see him, even though you might not feel him, he is there. Furthermore, he is near. I want to take you on a little journey right now. We're going to play a song by Dan Shute. This is a traditional Catholic song. I know this song very well. You've probably heard this in Mass many times. The name of the song is You Are Near. This is a very relaxing, peaceful song. I just want you to sit back for a few moments, close your eyes, and think about the fact that the Lord is near. This song is based on Psalm 139. We'll reflect on that a little bit when we're done. But for right now, close your eyes. Think about this. The Lord is near.
I know you are near, standing always at my side. You guard me from the and when I stand, your hand is upon me, protecting me from death, keeping me from if I climb to the heavens, you are there. If I fly to the sunrise or sail beyond the sea, still I'd find you.
By Dan Shute. That song is based on Psalm 139. It is such a great message. Let's read Psalm 139 now. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I rise up. You discern my thoughts from afar. You search out my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. Even before a word is on my tongue, Behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You beset me behind and before, and lay your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, let only darkness cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. For you formed my inward parts. You knitted me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am wondrously made. Wonderful are your works. You know me right well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was being made in secret, intricately wrought in the depths of the earth. Your eyes beheld my unformed substance. In your book were written, every one of them, the days that were formed for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I could count them, they are more than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God, and that men of blood would depart from me, men who maliciously defy you, who lift themselves up against you for evil. Do I not hate them? Do I not hate them that hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe them that rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. Now, the language in that psalm is a little bit harsh. Certainly we are not called to hate anybody. Remember, these are Old Testament writings. They were written before the time Jesus came to earth. So we have to take some of that into consideration. But man, I'll tell you what. You have any doubts that God knows you? Read Psalm 139 and really think about that. He knew you before you were formed in your mother's womb, and he has numbered every one of your days. You think your life is unfolding day by day, but the Lord already knows what you will do throughout your life. We don't know that, but he does. He knows, he cares, and he is right with us. He is near. What do? We need to turn to him. He wants us to turn to him. He loves us. So I hope you really got that message today. I really do. That's what I tried to bring across today on the program, that the Lord is there. We can ask the question, where are you, God? And you should ask that question, especially if you don't feel him. But I guarantee he is there, and he will answer you. Now, I want to thank you for tuning in. If you have any comments about the show, please email me at gary@followingthetruth.com. My name is Gary Zimek. In case you forgot my name, you can always Google Catholic Speaker Anxiety, and you're going to get me. That's one of the best ways to find me. I love being here on Holy Spirit Radio, and I thank you for tuning in. I hope you'll continue to listen and know that I am praying for you. And I would ask you to please pray for me and all of us here at the radio station that we can continue to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. Don't forget the special live edition of Following the Truth. It kicks off the Holy Spirit Radio Radiothon at 6:30 a.m. on May the 18th. And I hope to see you then. Until we meet again, please, let's continue to pray for one another. And let's always continue to remember that the Lord loves us, and that no matter how hopeless any situation may look, no matter how bleak your life looks at the moment, God is always there. And with him, and believe me on this, with him, all things are possible. Nothing is impossible for God. Just keep turning to him. Keep asking for his help. And remember, above all, that he loves you, and that he cares about you, and that he wants to be your close friend. God bless you, and have a great day.